Shalom to all! Today we're learning Chazbam Mitziah, Per Gimel, Mishnah Tes, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Avan, Ruziva Gahagun, Bikarav Mamesh. Now we know that Hashem Rechin and Hashem Rechachar are potter from Aynes. If something unavoidable happens to the item that they're watching, they do not have to pay. However, if they misappropriate the item, they use it in a way that they shouldn't, so they would be considered a ganav themselves, and then if something happens, they'd be chayiv. As the Mishnah talks about this, a fellow deposits a barrel by his friend, and the owner, the guy who deposited the barrel, he didn't specify a place for it in the watchman's house. He didn't say, I want you to lend me a spot in your house for my barrel. He just basically handed it over to his friend. Let's just use Reuven and Shimon because we like those names. So Reuven hands his barrel over to Shimon and he says, Shimon, do me a favor, watch this barrel for me, put it wherever you want. And then what did Shimon do? Betiltala. He moved the barrel. He shouldn't have. That's called Shaleach Yad Pekada, and that's taking it and using it inappropriately. And that's simply picking it up and moving it from one place to another. So he's technically considered a ganiv. The Nishbra, and it broke. So Imitachiyad Nishbra, if it broke while it was in his hands, it still depends whether or not he has to pay. If he was moving this barrel for his own needs, he wanted it for himself, so then he's chayev, and he can't say, oh, it was an oynes. In this case, he's considered a ganav, he's not a shomer anymore. Whereas letzarcha, if he was moving it for its needs, it was for the benefit of the barrel, potter is potter, because he was just doing this as a good old shomer, making sure nothing happens to it. And the fact that it broke is an oynes, and he doesn't have to pay. Now, if once he put it down, then it broke after that, ben letzarcha potter, it doesn't make a difference if he had moved it for his needs or its needs, he's potter, because again, since it didn't have a unique spot to put it down in, anywhere he puts it down is considered like it's mishtamer, it's guarded there, and now he's not considered a ganiv, he just goes back to being a regular shomer, and since this was an oynes, he's potter. Now it's a slightly different scenario, ichadula abayel makayim. There was a specific place where this barrel was supposed to be kept, v'tiltel v'nishbara, and the guy moved it and it broke, it doesn't make difference if it broke while he was still holding it, or it broke after he put it down. The only difference is, letzarcha potter. If he had moved it for his needs, he's chayiv, and if he moved it for its needs, only then he's potter. And this has to do with something that we learned in Baba Kama, that if a person steals a sheep from a flock, even if he put it back into that same flock, it's not considered like he returned it. That's not a proper hashava. He actually has to notify the owner, I want you to know that I stole a sheep and put it back, and you have to pay extra special attention to it. So it's the same thing over here. Even if he put it back in the spot where it belonged, he still would be chayiv because he has to notify the owner of this. And moving on to Mishnah Yod with another case of Pikadon. Hamafkin Maisei Tzachaveiroi, a person deposited money by his friend. Shimon's watching Reuven's money, and what did Shimon do? Tzraron, he bound him up in his kerchief, Vishin Lacharev, and he threw him behind him, kind of like slinging his pack on his back, or he gave this money to his son or daughter who were ketanim, they were under bar bas mitzvah, and he closed the door behind them, but he didn't close it properly. They were able to get out, and something happened to this money, chayiv is chayiv. And why is that? Because he didn't guard it like he should have. In the case of slinging his pack behind his back, technically that's a fine way for him to watch his own stuff. That's how people go down the road. They have their pack over their back. But since he's watching somebody else's money, we have a drasha from a pasuk that says the only proper shmira is if he's holding on to it, and therefore he should have held on to it. And since he didn't do that, it's considered like he didn't guard it properly. And by the same token, giving it to his kids. If they're under bar bas mitzvah, they can't watch it properly, and since he didn't close the door behind them properly, that's called a pshia, that's negligence, and therefore he's chayiv. Now, if he gave it to his older son or daughter above bar bas mitzvah, and something happened to it, he would not be chayiv to pay for that. And the chiddush over here is that we can't say shomer shemasal l'shomer is chayiv. If one shomer gives something to another shomer to watch, he would be chayiv for that. You can't just hand over the responsibility to somebody else. In this situation, it's not like that, because understood that a parent could give something that was entrusted to him to his kids to watch. Now the Mishnah just concludes, Shomer Kedarech HaShomerim, Potter. If he watched it the way a Shomer should watch it, so then he's Potter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnayos, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.